Hi, this is Kenny Kyler, County Commissioner for District 2, Finksburg, Hampstead, and Manchester. We've now been in office about 215 days, slightly over 6 months. I still love Carroll County. I need your input. Please call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. I love Carroll County. Two meetings since my last podcast, I haven't said that. The first meeting, Commissioner Rothstein chastised me. This meeting yesterday, Commissioner Vigliotti said it for me. In future podcasts, I'd like to include some other people. I think commissioners have done that in the past. We're like 10 or 15 minutes maybe with a podcast. And I'd love to get anybody interested to join me and do maybe 5 minutes of it. Rick Baker, who's ESAC chairperson, has promised he's going to join me in one of the future wins, but I'm looking for others, and I just think it would be good. I can comment on some things, but if you're here to talk, you can give your perspective on it and probably a lot more detail than I'm aware of. We've been busy. The quote I used last month, we do not always get things right, but we are always trying and we were always learning. This has been a great experience for the last 6 months, and yes, I'm always learning and hope to keep learning. Our budget process. The last fiscal years have been complete, and all five of us have decided that as a priority, we want to spend some extra time in meetings and start looking at some individual budgets and some high points and some things, both revenue and otherwise, that should help us when it's time to start looking at the specific next year budget and the details of it. Solar on Ag still in process somewhat. Yesterday, we held the last public hearing. I think we had 14 people come in, three who wanted to do solar on the ag remainders, and the remaining ones were all opposed. And I know I'm not pretending to say that that percentage is indicative of the outside, but that's who came and spoke. They were all great speakers, made some great points. They were all very civil. It was very good meeting, very good to hear from them. We decided at the end of it, and we voted to remove 158.153E from the zoning code. This will take effect 10 days from yesterday. Now, we still need to talk solar. And I think a press release went out explaining where we are with this. But I think all of us said in our meeting yesterday, we're advocates for solar. We want solar on ag in the appropriate places, serving the ag owners, the farmers. Many of them have them, and it's great. We need it industrial, we need it in commercial, we need it on roofs. And I think we need to keep evaluating if there is any place on ag for solar. I thought ag remainders were totally inappropriate. By nature, they tend to be along the road in front of residents. And by nature, they tend to be where a farmer's already used their development rights. And that's why it's a remainder. And in many cases, I think 3/4 or more of these community solar projects, it's actually a developer who's bought the ag remainder. It's not the farmer. A few of them were, but that's not the majority. So I just don't think that place was appropriate. We continue to work on ag pres. Each meeting, we are either talking about future possibilities for it, or we're actually approving that another property is going into ag pres. They updated us yesterday, and we're well on towards our goal. And they did say that there's like 3,600 acres somewhere in the process. Now, the process for some could take a year or two. It starts out by contacting that office and tell them you're interested, and the first thing they need to do is evaluate if you qualify. Since my last podcast, some of the other things I've done, I attended my second opioid prevention coalition at the health department. That is such an awesome group. The meeting went a good 2 hours. I had another meeting and had to leave probably 10 minutes before it ended, but just a great group. They care a lot about Carroll County. They care a lot about opioids. We talked about cannabis. We talked about law enforcement. It's just, those meetings are awesome. The Veterans Advisory Council meetings, I've been attending those, and same thing. It's so nice to hear from veterans how we can help veterans in the county. And if you are a veteran and you want to either help out or you think you could use help, please contact us. Carroll Community College trustees meetings, I've been attending those. And again, the community college, every time I attend a meeting, I learn more things that they're doing that I didn't know there were. And that's awesome. East Middle School, it's on schedule, and they're demoing the old building. It's possibility I could see where they may open in September, and bus loops and parent drop-off will still be temporary in temporary locations, because they've got to demo the building, do a lot of grading, and get other parking lots installed. But they're well on their way, and the kids will be in the new building. We continue discussions on how bridge replacements on Route 91 will cause more traffic on county roads. The state detour uses all state roads, but people are smart. They're going to figure out the shortest way to get around and use some county roads. And Carroll County's talking to Baltimore County, talking to the state to try to coordinate to keep things as safe as possible. Therapeutic Recreation Day was held at the Farm Museum. That was awesome. It's so great to see staff out there, and the Farm Museum staff too, and all the activities that went on. A related note about recreation, Jeff Daggett, the director of Rec and Parks, has retired. We're in the process of finding a replacement for him, and there's several good candidates have applied. That's going to turn out, I think, positive. We're going to miss him, but I think life will move on. I attended the Maryland Municipal League meeting in Mount Airy, which was actually a joint meeting with Carroll and Frederick, and that was a great meeting. It's part of Carroll County's responsibility is to coordinate and work with the cities and towns that we have in Carroll, and they have great groups of people, and it's so nice to socialize with them and hear their little bit of their business meeting and work with them in the evenings instead of just the work day. I visited Heather Powell in workforce development. It's amazing everything they do. I encourage anybody that has any issues with finding a job, unemployment problems, new to the area, they can help so much. And one of the things I learned touring, one of the many things I learned touring, they can help you with applying for federal and state jobs, which is not an easy process. There's a lot of paperwork, but if you need help with any of that, come see them. We had a joint meeting with the Board of Education. That was a great meeting with Blueprint and all the things going on. They have plenty of challenges. And one of the challenges they also have is the redistricting, the shuffling around of students. It appears enrollment is back increasing, not like it did back in the heyday, but it declined for so long and then kind of plateaued, but it is starting to grow. But we have schools in the southern part of the county that are too full, and I think one of the possible solutions are going to be to do additions at Freedom Elementary and Sykesville Middle. That takes a process between county funding, state funding, and the state has certain steps that you have to do. So it's not going to happen tomorrow, but I think it's going to get started and help alleviate some of the pain with overcapacity schools. Now, those schools are both great schools. I like the idea of the additions. If I were a family in that area and had kids attending the schools, I wouldn't be real happy about being sent to a different school, because they're very successful schools. But they do need room, and there are problems with portables. I think they've done a great job with them, but it'll be nice to see them gone. Speaking of Board of Ed and Carroll County Public Schools, Carroll County Public Schools during the last week of June had over a dozen teachers, led by Ryan Melhorn, who's the supervisor of secondary social studies, visit local historical sites for, I think, Monday through Thursday, they visit 8 or 9 sites. And then on Friday, they got to go back, and if they had questions, so that they could actually develop lesson plans where our students get to learn local history. I know there's such concern by so many people that our students don't hear local history and they hear some of the wrong history, but I think we're blessed here in Carroll County. I think our schools work very hard to make sure our kids hear the right history. Harford County visited our Ag Center to see if they could get ideas from how our Ag Center here in Carroll County does things to benefit Harford County. It's nice that they ask, and it's so nice that we have such a great Reckon Parks, great historical sites, Ag Centers, Carroll County Public Schools, that other people want to come here and learn from our experts on how they're doing things. I just think that's super. A couple other things. I mentioned AgPres, and that's moving on. I mentioned the schools. One of the things that's being discussed, it's been years, I think 10 probably, since we've had school impact fees, which are, back when we had them, it was $6,000 for a new single-family house that was being built, was an impact fee added to the permit that went to schools. It's very regulated how that money can be spent, and so it's a hard decision on, is that something we do to try to help with these additions, but then in turn, will these additions qualify for that money? And we're talking it, it's ongoing. I didn't mention yet, but Fire and EMS, we're hiring people, that's growing, it's doing well. In Finksburg, we have the Maryland Facade Improvement Program grant from the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Finksburg has put the word out pretty well with that, but if you're in that area, and particularly if you're front on 140, you can get 80-90% of the money to do sign improvements and things that'll help that area. County Sheriff, again, that department does great and keeps Carroll County safe and has the SROs that work with the school. We seem like we're always approving something at each meeting. One of the meetings this time was body armor, and we've done stuff with cameras and how to use the cameras. And I just want to emphasize, some people seem to think we're constantly spending more money there. Almost all of these things are in the approved budget and planned for, but we still get to see when they spend an amount of money, and we still get to approve it even though it's in the budget. Department of Public Works, I haven't said much about them. This is the time of year where road repairs, bridge repairs, things are going on. They publicize that. It's in the newspapers. Pay attention, and it'll help you drive into work that you won't run into road construction you didn't expect. Lastly, we had 4th of July. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. We've got farmers' carnivals going on. The 4-H fair at the Ag Center is coming up. There's plenty of way to come out, have a great time, have some fun. Support our 4-H members, support the fire companies, support some of the people that are out there protecting us. Again, Kenny Kyler, District 2, 215 days in office. I love Carroll County, but to do the best I can for Carroll County, I need your input. Please call my cell phone, 443-986-1458, or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. And I love Carroll County, and I need to hear from you. Thank you very much. Bye.